From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There has been no let-up to the violence in Iraq. Today, a popular Iraqi television comedian was murdered, and gunmen attempted to assassinate an Iraqi politician. Also, Iraqi ministries now say a kidnapping last week at a government office in downtown Baghdad could have been an inside job. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from the Iraqi capital.
Baghdad's privately owned Al-Sharqiya television network switched to special coverage to honor Walid Hassan after news of his killing broke. One of Iraq's most famous comedians, Hassan performed in a weekly satire called Caricature. It aired every Friday. One night, he'd play a uniformed bodyguard to an Iraqi politician, pushing people out of the politician's path in the heavy-handed, offensive way Iraqis have grown accustomed to. Another night, he'd be the temperamental maintenance man for a neighborhood generator, hiking his fees whenever the cost of fuel rose. Hassan's body was found with 3 bullet wounds to the head in the Yarmouk district of West Baghdad. Hakim al-Zamili, a Shiite deputy health minister, survived a drive-by shooting on his convoy in downtown Baghdad, but 2 of his guards were killed. The other deputy health minister, Ammar al-Safar, was kidnapped from his home last night by men dressed in police uniforms. Iraq's higher education minister and the ministers of interior and defense held an unusual joint news conference to talk about last week's mass kidnapping at a higher education office in central Baghdad. But they couldn't agree on the numbers of those missing. The Sunni higher education minister claimed the number of kidnapped could be as high as 145, while the Shiite-led interior ministry stuck to its number of 60. Interior Minister Jawad Balani alleged that people inside the education office were involved in the kidnapping.
We have information and we can't reveal it for security reasons. We don't want to impede the investigations.
U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell says the Interior Minister is still sifting through the ranks of Iraq's police force, with an eye to expelling any officer whose loyalty is to a political party rather than the state.
The key will be trying to find and locate the perpetrators of these last 2 or 3 abductions to figure out to whom did they belong so that we can deal with the larger picture too, and not just those individuals themselves.
In other developments today, Baghdad's morgue reported receiving 78 more bodies. Only 18 have been identified. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.